Fifth week, fifth day, power in stillness. The material world is a sort of mirrored semblance of the spiritual world. But from a material point of view, everything in it is exactly the reverse of what it would be from a spiritual point of view. Stillness in the physical or material realm, for instance, spells lethargy. Stillness in the spiritual or heavenly realm spells ecstasy. The silence of the dunce and the silence of the saint are not the same silences. Motion in the physical realm involves varying degrees of friction. The old trap traveling 7 miles an hour over a bumpy country road has more jerk and bounce than a modern car traveling 60 miles an hour on cushioned tires. A train running on carefully laid tracks has still less friction in contact with the ground, and an airplane rising above the earth attains the smoothest motion of all. But in the spiritual realm, no friction exists, and the stiller we are, the faster we are actually moving. Thus, the world would be far more creative and far less wasteful if every man, woman, and child spent more time in meditation and prayer and less time in so-called active, productive efforts. For in the very center of the greatest motion of all, which is love, all desires are fulfilled, everything is accomplished in the right time, every word spoken in the right word, and 2 or 3 hours of work a day would be sufficient to bring together the producer and the consumer, the writer and the reader, the speaker and the audience. And the wise and prudent would then indeed be amazed at the wealth and peace and joy which the world contains. Then Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God.